Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The NFL Draft is winding down in Detroit. We're going to break.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, how about that?
You're no Alan Roach, but you're doing pretty good.
You know, the thing is that sometimes in the shower, I'll try to pretend I'm Alan Roach and try and get way down there. He's the PA voice of the Minnesota Vikings at U.S. Bank Stadium, and then he does, like, Colorado Avalanche, and I think he does Colorado MLS, the Rapids.
He does it all.
And the Super Bowl, and I think he's been at the Olympics.
Do you think a guy like that takes bookings? Like,
oh, for sure.
Do you think he posts absolutely. Like, hey, if you need me to narrate your funeral or your wedding, just give me a shout out?
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool? It's kind of like save a little money and then have Alan Roach, you know, read your obit at your funeral.
Legendary. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that is, yeah. And so it is kind of funny. I remember at U.S. Bank Stadium going to, I don't even think it was Prep Bowl, it was a semifinal, but Alan Roach had recorded some of those things that they play on the speakers outside the stadium. So I had parked and was walking toward the stadium to do some games, I think, on NSPN.TV in the semifinals. And it startled me when they ran this recorded message. all fans must enter the stadium on the west side. I mean, it was like, whoa, you know, just this booming voice. But yeah, what a talent. Hard to argue with all the Super Bowls. I don't know if he'll be in Paris. I don't know that. He has done guest bits. I don't know if he's been on with Chad or anybody like that on our air, but I know he's done interviews, et cetera. But yeah, a unique voice. And by the way, he's a Minnesota native.
Yes, sir.
As well. And I don't know if Alan Roach is his real name or if that's his radio name.
Can't imagine you would choose Roach as your last name. I feel like that's not the first selection you would get, if you will.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe during the next break we can look it up and then spill the beans on what his real name is. No, I'm kidding. We wouldn't do that. The NFL draft does wind down in Detroit. That is factual. And, of course, the big news for Viking fans is they did get J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback. And I visited with Shaletta about this. You never really know with all these quarterbacks. You hope, especially all those quarterbacks taken early in the draft. First three were quarterbacks. The Vikings move up one to get McCarthy. I got a kick out of Sean Payton saying, well, I forced the Vikings to move up. Whatever. I don't know if you saw that, Josh, but Sean Payton's a major jerk.
And yeah, you're not wrong.
Former New Orleans coach, now in Denver. And somehow taking credit for the fact that he forced the Vikings to spend picks and draft capital to move up to make sure that they got J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. But this is true, and we'll just say it again. Anybody celebrating, and Al even said it during the news, franchise quarterback. Whoa. Don't know that. And I'll say it again. Tom Brady was taken in the sixth round. Nobody thought, coming out of Michigan, that he was going to be the quarterback. He would become the greatest in the history of the NFL. Nobody knew that. And nobody knows how McCarthy. And I'm not trying to rain on the parade. It's just a fact. We have no idea if any of these guys are going to work out. You could have six Hall of Famers taken in the first round. You could have no Hall of Famers. We don't know. But I said this to Shaletta, and I don't know if you agree with me, Josh, because you're a big football fan and pay close attention to us. The Dallas Turner pick, when they moved up and got him, I'm like, this kid's the real deal. And he is going to have an immediate impact. If you follow Brian Flores is all, I mean, this guy can move. He's fast. He's strong. He makes plays. This guy's going to have a gigantic impact. McCarthy, we don't know. This guy, I'm not even going out on a limb. This guy's going to have a huge impact right out of the gate for this Viking defense.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I
don't follow Alabama football as much as probably a lot of people do, but it didn't take me long to look at some of the film that they had shown for him to realize this guy's the total package when it comes to just being the ultimate edge rusher. I'm not going to go and say he's Danielle Hunter, but man, there's a lot of likeness in what I saw with Danielle, even more so than Danielle when it comes to the agility and just the with being an edge rusher, it's all about the jump factor. Like when you're an edge rusher, you want to be sure to get, it's like a track runner mentality. You want to get the best possible jump off the line that you possibly can. This guy has got it. He is very quick to get past any defender that might be in front of him and to the quarterback. And we saw that in a lot of the film that they had played on ESPN. And it's impressive.
Well, and what's so impressive about that is he's just not one of those guys that, you know, pardon the pun, pin his ears back and go after the quarterback. As Nick Saban said, who, by the way, is an excellent analyst, won all those titles at Alabama, great college football coach, has stepped away. Now Kalen DeBoer is in there at Alabama. But I was pretty impressed by Saban on the draft, and he was one of his guys, and said he definitely has the speed and ability to drop back in coverage and hang with a tight end or whatever. So he is a real weapon. So I think it is legitimate for Viking fans to be excited about that. And then based on what we know about what Brian Flores wants to do, this guy's going to be a great fit. I am as excited about that pick as any in a long time for the Minnesota Vikings. I don't say often it can't miss, but in a normal draft year, where there isn't all the rush for these quarterbacks early on in a deep quarterback draft, and by beyond that, a deep wide receiver draft. You looked at all the wideouts that were taken, and then this guy's normally a top 10 pick. He is a top 10 talent in any other NFL draft. And the fact that the Vikings got him there, I think, is huge.
Yeah, and the video
impact guy right out of the gate.
Yeah, the video you see going viral around, you know, Twitter is, you know, in the draft room where Kwesi's like, hey, we're moving up to get Dallas, which is an aggressive move from where they were, by the way. And they didn't have to give up a whole lot besides maybe a couple next year to get Dallas Turner. But honestly, to your point, this one's going to pan out for them, and they're going to win this gamble because I don't think even KOC's reaction, I've watched the video a million times, and it just goes to show you, like, it's like KOC just woke up on Christmas morning and got the presents he wanted. That's literally his face in the video that you watch. And honestly, it's been said a million times, you know, factor in the J.J. McCarthy pick and, of course, the Dallas Turner pick. If you are the Vikings, you couldn't have had a better first round. It's one of the best first rounds I've ever seen as a lifelong Vikings fan. You got to be feeling pretty good if you're Kwesi, especially because this was kind of a make-or-break draft year, if you will, if these guys do not pan out in a year or two.
Yeah, and the McCarthy thing, I don't think he starts. I think Darnold is going to get week one. I think they're going to ease McCarthy if they're smart into it. Now, if Darnold looks terrible during camp and doesn't have a clue, but he was the third overall pick. So with the quarterbacks, and then one other thing I wanted to bring up, and there's a lot of debate about this. I don't hate what the Falcons did at all.
No.
By taking Penix in that spot. And some people are, what are you doing? You spent all that money on Cousins and so on and so forth. I almost said immediately, that's brilliant. They have Cousins for the here and now. Sure, they didn't pick up a guy that, you know, a wide out or another weapon for Kirk Cousins on offense, but they already felt like they were in pretty good shape in that department. They got Cousins for now, and now a young quarterback like Penix can sit behind Cousins. And oh, by the way, he's 36 coming off an Achilles injury. They gave him a ton of money guaranteed, but now you can be in a situation like Aaron Rodgers coming out of Cal or Jordan Love coming out of college in Green Bay. I think they've managed their quarterbacks pretty well. Give him time. Don't rush him in there. You don't have to throw him into the fire, so to speak, right away. You've got Kirk Cousins. And oh, by the way, all of this talk on social media about Kirk Cousins being frustrated and angry. Whoa. He's 36 years old, coming off a major season-ending knee injury in Achilles, and he got $100 million guaranteed? If he's carrying a clipboard in a year and a half, he's still getting paid. Give me a break. Nobody should feel bad about it. And you know what? I don't hate this move because now the Falcons look to be set at quarterback, short-term, long-term. He got the money. They decided to spend it on quarterbacks. I don't know about you, Josh. I don't hate the move at all. As a matter of fact, I go the other way. I think it's a pretty smart move on their part.
I think it's smart only because it's a first-round pick. Credit to Diana Russini, who is a very reliable source when it comes to reporting for the NFL. She's the first person I saw.
Oh yeah, you sent me that note that on Thursday. You sent that.
I believe anything that she, a lot of the things that she puts out there because she's legit. She's the real article or whatever you want to call it. But she, I don't buy into this whole Kirk Cousins narrative because I know darn well behind the scenes they're probably having coffee together and chatting up the playbook and getting along just fine. I think this is all just a media talker to get things boiling, to get people talking about it, because I highly doubt Kirk is going to be super upset that he has Michael Penix to kind of sit under his learning tree for this season. He's not going to start the season. They're not paying him $180 million. They're paying Kirk that. Kirk is still going to start. There's not
– yeah.
Like, you can make all the points you want about there being a fly in the ointment or whatever with this, but – Kirk's going to start. There's not Kirk. Yeah. Maybe Kirk wasn't informed about this decision, but you think the Falcons are going to let Michael Penix start the season over Kirk Cousins after giving up the house and then some for him? No. That's not happening.
And the Falcons have to be looking at it. Okay. However the money is structured, what if Kirk plays two seasons injury free? Huge bonus. Then he's 38. You still have him under contract. He can move to the backup role, mentor role. Here's the thing. Kirk got what he wanted. It wasn't more playing time or I want to feel wanted. Kirk wanted the money. He got the money. He got $100 million guaranteed. Who cares if the Falcons drafted a guy? And what if in camp Penix wins the job and Cousins is the backup? Why would he care?
Yeah.
He got what he wanted, and that was the money. He wanted the payday. That's already in his bank account. He can't lose that. Now he just has to show up for work. And you're right. I think it's a much better situation for Atlanta, who has a good chance to win a weak division right now. You got a veteran quarterback. You got someone waiting in the wings. And if Kirk gets hurt, you throw Penix in there. I just don't think it's a terrible idea. And the people that hate it, I disagree. I completely disagree. I thought it was a pretty smart move on their part. They got Cousins, and they got Penix waiting in the wings. I think it worked out pretty well. One other thing I want to bring up, and this was really cool. Joe Alt, Totino Grace, Notre Dame, now at the L.A. Chargers. Fifth overall pick. Pretty good stuff to be the fifth overall pick. Joe Alt, once again, Totino Grace, Notre Dame, and now an L.A. Charger. That's pretty cool. And a lot of local media was there. They had a live shot of the family gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah, really a cool story.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.